Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a modern-day star and brilliant innovator of the jazz arts. That was saxophonist Wayne Escoffrey with the tune Baku off his latest creative output, known as 2018 CD called Vortex. So this cat was born in London, and his mother emigrated to the United States with him and settled in New Haven, Connecticut back in 1986. Since his arrival in the States, his mom was serious about Wayne getting into the jazz outreach programs. At 11, he joined the New Haven Trinity Boys Choir and began taking saxophone lessons. At 16, he left the choir and began a more intensive study of the saxophone while he attended Jazzmobile in New York City. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Wayne talked about the encouragement his mother gave him.
You know, she supported me, and what she said was, she said, well, if that's a decision you want to make, then you need to make sure that you're the best jazz musician ever. You know, I mean, if you decide to just do that, then you need to make sure that you are the best. I took that to heart, and, you know, of course, there is no best in art, and I do not consider myself the best of anything, but, you know, the sentiment was there, and it basically was, you know, if you're going to do this, then you need to work as hard as you possibly can to be the best you can, and that's what I strive to do.
From those beginnings, he was awarded a scholarship to attend the Hart School, where he studied with the great Jackie McLean for 4 years. Then he attended the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Performance at the New England Conservatory in Boston, and that led to touring with Herbie Hancock. These days, he is very busy in New York City and has been mostly associated with the Mingus Big Band and trumpet master Tom Harrell, along with so many others in the jazz universe. He won a Grammy and has been a consistent pick in Downbeat's Critics Poll with many CDs to his credit and assisting with many others. He's a founding member of a collaborative group called the Black Art Jazz Collective, which is comprised of fellow rising musicians of his generation and is dedicated to celebrating African-American icons through originally composed music while being a very positive role model for those young musicians of all ethnicities from around the world. And in the fall of 2016, he was appointed a lecturer of jazz improv at the Yale School of Music as a part of Yale's New Jazz Initiative, the first of its kind for the university. He's a prolific talent, and it's a pleasure to kick this hour off with his music. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the saxophone, with the lore of Charlie Bird Parker into the modern-day likes of Brett Jackson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give you what you want, another surprising hour of jazz. So, joined by Vibes Master Joe Locke, here's Wayne again in 2008 with the tune Blue November off the CD Force of Four. Thank you.
Dig Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Wayne Escoffrey. It's my pleasure to hear the music. Be a part of it. Thank you.
That was jazz alto saxophonist, composer, bandleader, and educator Jackie McLean with the song What's New off a 2016 CD called Swing, Swang, Swingin', plus Let Freedom Ring. So the influence of Jackie on Wayne's life was huge as a mentor and an example of quality living. Have a listen to Wayne explain.
I mean, from Jackie McLean in particular, I mean, I spent the most time with him, and he really gave me my foundation for the music. He really taught me what was hip musically and what wasn't. He taught me about understanding the history of the music, going back and listening to people like Bud Powell and Charlie Parker, and understanding the lineage of the saxophone and trying to incorporate that in what I do. Jackie McLean, in many ways, exemplified what it meant to be a jazz musician. I mean, he demanded respect, not by anything that he said, but just by the way he carried himself.
So Jackie was New York City through and through. He grew up getting informal tutoring from neighbors like Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, and Charlie Parker. And during high school, he played in a band with Kenny Drew, Sonny Rollins, and Andy Kirk Jr. As if all of that wasn't enough for a young growing brain, he played on Miles Davis's album Dig with Sonny Rollins at the ripe young age of 20. So let's slip into a little laid-back cool here with Jackie Gleason's orchestra from 1963. This is the tune Call Me Irresponsible. Yeah, why not? As this responsible hour of jazz carries on.
This is Michelle Coltrane, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Hi,
That was jazz trumpeter Alex Norris with the 1999 tune New Beginning. So the Columbia, Maryland native started his music journey at 9 and would go on to get a scholarship at the Peabody Conservatory of Music. That led to New York City and worked with the Village Vanguard Jazz Orchestra and Toshiko Akiyoshi's Jazz Orchestra, along with Maria Schneider's band. Over the years, he's worked with Slide Hampton, Joshua Redman, Mulgrew Miller, and so many others. From the composer and alto saxophonist, a master, Lee Konitz, off the 2017 CD, Frescolato, this is the tune Thangin' on this Bada Boom Hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hey, this is Paul Sandwald. I'm a jazz bassist based from San Francisco, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Enjoy.
That was jazz bassist and composer Ben Allison with the 2017 CD Layers of the City. So for the last 30 years, he's got a style and a swagger, an international reputation as one of the leading voices of his generation. From the man, the myth, the legend, this is Julian Edwin Cannonball Adderley on the alto sax, a strong arm of the hard bop era with Fran Dance off a 2017 CD called Soul Motion, here on the Soulful Hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. This is John Bedorn, and this is my daughter, Addie.
Hi.
And we love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, especially when he's playing Cannonball Adderley. We love jazz, don't we, Addie?
Yes, we do.
Was jazz trombonist Elliot Mason with the song And Then There Were More Than Three off the 2018 CD Before Now and After. From the jazz improv piano cat Charlie Peacock, teamed up with the great sax man Jeff Coffin, this is the 2008 tune Captured in a Moment off the CD Arc of the Circle, as this moment within the jazz spins on, kids. Thank you. Again, that was a couple of solid jazz artists doing what they do. Charlie Peacock and Jeff Coffin in Capture with the Moment, and we hope you dug this moment that has led to an hour of music. And our final track is a cool one. I stopped by a digital conversion store in Lee's Summit, Missouri, and ran into the owner, Chad Godfrey. He told me about a real conversion that he did with Kenny Rogers playing bass and a jazz band, and I was intrigued. So with that, we give you a rare one on the way out of this hour. And he was a part of the Bobby Doyle Three. This is Kenny on the bass in 1962 with the song My Mammy. And it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and a gem who is always unearthing the best kind of radio around, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Do wait. I'm coming up. Hope and pray I'm not too late for my mammy. Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. I'm a coming, I'm coming, coming, I'm coming to my mammy. Pray I'm not too late for my mammy. Oh, I'm talking about my mammy now. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. I'm a-coming, I'm a-coming, I'm coming, coming, I'm coming to my
Neon Jazz.